And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 12th of December, 2015. It's the birthday of Flaubert, Gustave Flaubert, born Rouen, France, 1821, a notorious perfectionist, as a writer who once said, "I spent the morning putting in a comma and the afternoon removing it." 1851, he began work on what would be his first novel. His masterpiece, Madame Bovary, came out in 1856. In chapter 9 of the novel, he wrote, "Deep down in her heart, she was waiting and waiting for something to happen. Like a shipwrecked mariner, she gazed out wistfully over the wide solitude of her life. If so be she might catch the white gleam of a sail away on the dim horizon." It's the birthday of the painter Edvard Munch, born in Luton, Norway, 1863. His most famous painting, The Scream, in 1893. He had a nervous breakdown a few years later, wound up in a sanitarium, gave up drinking, managed to gain some tranquility in the second half of his life, but his later paintings never recaptured the passion of his earlier tormented period. He said, "My fear of life is necessary to me, as is my illness. Without anxiety and illness, I am a ship without a rudder." It's the birthday of the playwright John Osborne, born London, 1929, who wanted to portray the everyday speech and the reality of working-class life in England, and he wrote a play in less than a month, Look Back in Anger, 1956. It was his third play and was a big hit at the Royal Court Theatre. It's the 100th birthday of Frank Sinatra, Hoboken, New Jersey, 1915. Got his first job singing with a group because he had his own car and he could drive them to the gig. His first booking as a soloist was an 8-week run at the Paramount Theatre in New York. It was longer than any other solo engagement at the Paramount. His press agent was nervous about it, so he hired a dozen girls to stand out front and scream, but it wasn't necessary. There were hundreds of other women who showed up and did the very same thing. Frank Sinatra, who went on to become one of the most successful solo singers in history. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly entitled Praising Manners. We should ask God to help us toward manners. Inner gifts do not find their way to creatures without just respect. If a man or woman flails about, he not only smashes his house, he burns the whole world down. Your depression is connected to your insolence and your refusal to praise. If a man or woman is on the path and refuses to praise, that man or woman steals from others every day, in fact, is a shoplifter. The sun became full of light when it got hold of itself. Angels began shining when they achieved discipline. The sun goes out whenever the cloud of not praising comes near. The moment that foolish angel felt insolent, he heard the door close. A poem by Robert Bly, Praising Manners, from The Winged Energy of Delight, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.